Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 255 for Thursday, February 5th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning, enjoying spillover support from soybeans and soy oil. Values were $3 to $4 higher, with the most frequently traded May contract checking in at $455.70 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also higher, which helped underpin the market. Commercial buying was steady, which boosted values. However, strength in the Canadian dollar limited the gains. The loonie's increase in value against its U.S. counterpart made canola less attractive to buyers on the international market. Yesterday's Statistics Canada report, which indicated there was more canola stocks than expected, cast a bearish tone over the market. Large supplies of South American soybeans are expected to be available soon, which also pressured values. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans are up 6 cents, with the March contract checking in at $9.78 a bushel. Steady demand was bullish for values, along with the U.S. dollar, which has been weakening as of late. This has made soybeans more competitive on the world market. Rising prices for crude oil have also been beneficial. The weekly report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed U.S. export sales falling within analysts' expected range. Corn was 3 cents higher, with the March contract sitting at $3.86 per bushel. Corn joined a general grain and soy rally overnight. There is renewed commercial buying interest, which is supportive. It comes at an opportune time, too, as the U.S. currency weakens. The corn market is trading between the 50-day moving average and the 100-day moving average. The falling usage of ethanol is starting to be a concern. U.S. wheat was 13 to 15 cents stronger, with the March contract at $5.27 per bushel. A downturn in the value of the U.S. dollar supported wheat values, and there is general optimism U.S. wheat will sell internationally now that it's cheaper. The latest export numbers show private wheat sales hit 487,000 tons in the U.S. last week. That was much higher than what analysts had been expecting. The situation in eastern Ukraine appears to be worsening, which could have the potential to tighten Black Sea supplies. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.